Hello, my name is Camilla Quiroga. I'm going to teach you what high blood pressure is, what the cause of it is, and how to prevent high blood pressure. High blood pressure, also referred as hypertension, is a condition where the force of your blood is being pushed against the walls of your vessels. The force on the arteries causes the tissue damage to become smaller, and this causes your blood pressure to rise. The effects of high blood pressure can lead to serious major health problems, like stroke, heart failure, vision loss, heart attack, kidney disease or failure, and sexual dysfunction. So what is the cause of high blood pressure? The causes of high blood pressure are obesity, being overweight, lack of exercise, high intake of salt, alcohol abuse, and stress. Although all of these aspects contribute to your high blood pressure, there are ways to prevent yourself from falling into these categories. I'm going to explain how to avoid that. The first step is to keep your weight under control. You need to know what amount of body mass intake is right for you. The recommended body mass intake is 18.5. Once you know your body mass intake, you need to regularly check it once at the end of each week and keep a track record of them for a month to see what patterns occur. Measuring portions of your food with the serving size chart is a useful tool to make sure you do not overeat. Having each meal contains sources of high fiber foods such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and proteins. The next step is to exercise on a regular basis. Make the effort to exercise every other day or each week to maintain a healthy exercise routine. You can include aerobic exercises into your routine to keep your heart rate up and burn calories. Aerobic exercises means doing activities like jogging, running, walking, cycling, swimming, etc. While participating in these activities, make sure you are to stay dehydrated while exercising by drinking every 20 minutes. Keeping hydrated is important to do when exercising and working out your body. Another step in refraining from high blood pressure is to cut back on your salt intake. This means eating fresh meat rather than packaged meat to prevent ingesting any unnatural sodium. Eating fruits and vegetables with low sodium, like apples, oranges, bananas, spinach, carrots, and broccoli, are good foods to eat in order to reduce salt intake. Be sure to use spices or seasonings that do not contain sodium. These can gradually increase your salt intake by a lot. The average amount of salt intake per day should not be more than 1,500 milligrams. Do not have more than 1,500 milligrams each day so you are not prone to getting high blood pressure. Another step to keeping your blood pressure under control is to reduce the alcohol. Keep track on how much you drink on a daily basis. Keeping the amount of alcohol intake gives you an estimate on how much you need to cut back to have a normal blood pressure. If you are a woman, you should only have 1 8-ounce drink a day. If you are a man, you should only have 2 8-ounce drinks a day. Make the effort to drink throughout the day moderately, not all at once. By doing this, you are keeping your blood pressure from absorbing too much alcohol all at once, causing your blood pressure to rise. The final step is to keeping your blood pressure under control is by managing your stress levels. This can be done by making sure to exercise every other day each week. Exercise releases endorphins that keep stress levels low. Before and after exercising, you are to relax your muscles by stretching. You can stretch every day in the morning to have a stress reliever before your day starts. I also want you to take deep breaths in and out for a whole minute every morning. This helps lower your heart rate and prevent stress of any kind. If you are going through a hard time or have any troubles of some kind, be sure to find someone to talk to. Having one person to listen and understand will relieve you from suppressing emotions, which causes high stress levels. Lastly, find a hobby you enjoy. This allows you to release any tension you have and focus on positivity, thus releasing endorphins that lower your stress levels. All these factors contribute to preventing high blood pressure. Following these steps will decrease the probability of developing high blood pressure, especially if you carry any genes that contain high blood pressure. Maintaining a healthy daily routine, following my instructions, will help you keep a normal blood pressure and create a healthy lifestyle.